So we're just going to relax and breathe and continue to smile. Feels so good to smile. As we just settle down into that wonderful place of peace that underlies all of the activity. Breathing slowly and deeply into our heart space. If it feels good, you can put your hand on your heart. And just breathe slowly and deeply. And feel into the love. For there is only one love, one life, one light. One peace, one power, that divine love, that infinite, eternal, non-physical life that is our inner beings, that is all that is, that we call Abraham, that infinite intelligence and omnipresent love. Right here within us, right here, right now, and everywhere and always. Just that beautiful one. And we can wrap ourselves in the one like a cozy blanket. We can feel ourselves resting in the heart of that love. Right here, right now, in this moment and in any moment, that we just want to relax and let go, feeling ease, feeling peace, opening to remembering that everything always works out for us. And all is well. Sometimes we have to take a broader perspective to see it. But there is a way to see life where all is well. And so we look to Abraham often for advice and guidance on how to see the all is wellness of life. And I have two quotes from the Abraham workshop on February 12th. The first one is called, "Your inner being is never out of tune." And the questioner said, "Hi, Abraham and everybody. I'm really loving the idea of this vibrational tuning. Like, what do I want to feel? And what's the vibrational tuning to that feeling? And for me, I feel like appreciation and curiosity are two of the things that just feel so delicious when I connect to them. And so I've been really playing with that being in the world. And as I was taking my walk the other day, I thought about how I was connecting and smiling at people. And the term vibrational billboard just came to my mind. And that really made me smile. I thought, I love that. What's my vibrational billboard? And when it's smiling and in appreciation, how I connect with people, it's just so delicious. I wanted to share it with you. And Abraham said, "Well, like you, we enjoy the subject and the experience of tuning. It's what calibration is. Jerry played the guitar magnificently, and he tuned it before he played it. Like the guitar, like every one of you, does not necessarily just stay in tune while it's in the case in the closet. And even as it's played, the strumming on the strings, the stretching of them, the emphasis on one string more than another gets them out of tune. Now, what are they in tune with? They have to be tuned to something. Jerry had a tuner that he would tune one string to, and then he would tune the other strings to harmony with that string. And when he did that, what he played just sounded so much better than playing a guitar out of tune. And then Abraham went on to tell a story about a mechanic that was working on their monster bus that tuned the car engine. And what Abraham said about him was he could hear when the vibrations were matching, just like Jerry tuning his guitar. And maybe you can hear them. We know you can feel them. That's what your emotions are about. Your emotions are your tuning fork. Because like Jerry's, that pitch thing he used to calibrate the first string, you've got an inner being who is never out of tune, who even though we may be in the case in the closet, we are never out of tune. Never out of tune. And when you feel bad, you're not in vibrational calibration with us. And then Abraham said, this has been the best hour so far ever. Their enthusiasm is contagious. And so we're talking about calibration with the analogy of tuning. And I like Abraham making a joke and saying, we may be in the case in the closet, but we're never out of tune. We may put our inner being in the closet because we ignore our emotions, but they never go out of tune, even when we put them aside and out of our attention in the moment. So we can always tune back to that beautiful place to calibrate and tune to our inner being. And I just love this concept of being a vibrational billboard. Oh, what am I advertising as I walk through life? Am I advertising a smile? Am I bringing joy? Am I bringing laughter? Am I bringing fun? And if not, what am I bringing? And if not, what would I rather bring? Because I like the idea of tuning to love and bringing love as my vibrational billboard to every situation. And then another questioner in the same workshop asked Abraham, what is the root of happiness? And Abraham said, knowing what you don't want is the root of knowing what you do want. Doing it a lot is the root of the vortex you've built. But you have built the vortex. If we were standing in your physical shoes, we wouldn't go so far back as to say, I'd know what I don't want. We would start with, I know what I do want and call that the root because the contrast serves you. The rocket of desire and your inner being focused upon them, that would be the root we were focusing on because that's the feeling place we're reaching for. Our inner being is secure. My root. Our inner being is sure. My root. My inner being is loving. My root. My inner being is wise. My root. My inner being is fun and thrilled and interested and eager. My root, my root, my root, my root. How does my inner being feel? My inner being is love. My inner being is appreciation. And that's the root of all happiness. And once you get good at finding it, no matter what's going on, then that root of happiness turns into lovers and fortunes and empires and ideas and businesses and beauty and beauty and beauty and beauty of all kinds of manifestation. And then they said, this is our favorite conversation ever. Oh, Abraham one time said, this is my favorite, and this is my favorite, and this is my favorite, that Esther walking through her garden said, this is my favorite flower, and this is my favorite frog that kept me up all night, and this is my favorite swimming pool, and this is my favorite view. We don't have to have just one favorite. We can have an endless array of favorites, and we can be a billboard of vibrating favorites everywhere we go. Our favorite friends, our favorite restaurants, our favorite TV shows, our favorite music, our favorite park, our favorite lunch, our favorite life, our favorite kitty cat or dog or multiple pets. All of them, each of them can be our favorite, not just one. Many, many favorites in life. So we're tuning to the favorites. We're tuning to the joy and the love and the satisfaction and the ease. So let's just breathe deeply into our heart space again and relax on purpose. As we settle into this wonderful intention to tune to our inner being, because our inner being is our root. And so if you imagine yourself relaxing in this position and just putting roots down into the earth, in your imagination, ground yourself into the earth. A visual image in your imagination of your root. And Abraham said, your root is your inner being. Your root is love. Your root is wise. Your root is loving. Your root is sure. Your root is fun. Your root is thrilled. Your root is interested and eager. Your root is appreciation. Your root is happiness. And if that is our root and we are grounded in that beautiful, wonderful, infinite, eternal love that is our root, then I am secure. How does that feel to say, I am secure? I am relaxed in that feeling of sureness and love that is my inner being. I am grounded in that wisdom and harmony and grace that is my inner being. I am grounded in the fun. I love that idea. Thinking about what's fun. Abraham suggests that we should spend more time doing what feels like fun. I go out to play every day. That's fun for me. What's fun for you? Root yourself in your inner being who is fun. And let fun be a goal, an opportunity, an experience, a vibration that you advertise on your vibrational billboard as you walk through the world. It's so fun. I walk in the park and I see families with little kids, and sometimes I get to play with the kids or the dogs that they're walking. One guy even walks a ferret. That's fun. I get to watch, this week I've been watching northern shoveler ducks who swim in circles, three of them. Swimming in circles, clockwise and then reversing and going in counterclockwise. They're so silly and they're so fun to watch. What's fun in your life? How could you have more fun? Wouldn't it be fun to have more fun? To live a life rooted in fun. Oh, fun feels like joy to me. My inner being feels like joy to me. And I am often thrilled. I am often moved. I am often inspired. I often have an epiphany of understanding or an awe of my heart, where I just deepen into that feeling of my inner being, of knowing, of clarity, of wisdom, of being moved, of being touched by the gloriousness, the beauty, the harmony, the tenderness and gentleness of life. There is so much to celebrate. So what would it be like to be a vibrational billboard rooted in celebration? To be the one who brings the smile and lends it to anyone who doesn't have one today. I remember when I used to walk at the mall, sometimes I would pass people 20 or 30 days in a row, and every day smile at them and say good morning. And the day they looked up and smiled back and said good morning was a major celebration. It's a joy to smile and to bring that smile as our vibrational offering to everywhere we go, to allow ourselves to be inner being-like, to be the love, to be the happiness, to be the beauty, to be the joy. And as we vibrate there, law of attraction brings us back that wonderful joy and excitement, that peace that underlies all of the activity becomes a part of our daily life. And we can rest in that peace. Breathe it in. Breathe it out into the world. And focus on being a force of love and peace and ease and grace. There is so much to love here. There is always so much to love here. And to be able to focus, to root ourselves in our inner being's vibration, consciously focusing on the beauty and the harmony and the love. We find that even in seemingly difficult circumstances, there are things that jump out at us that feel like love. And we can focus there and amplify that and tell those stories. I remember my friend Margie always said, life is in the details. And there's something in every scene that sparkles. And we can focus on the sparkles. We can focus on the birds and the flowers and the soft fur of our pet. We can focus on the beautiful voice and the harmony provided by those singers on the stage or the record or the soundtrack that we're listening to. We can focus on the person who vibrates a billboard that we resonate with, that feels good to us. And we can join our inner being with their inner being and be rooted in that deeper place of knowing the well-being that exists, of reaching into the love, of being in that place that allows us to see more of what's in our vortex. Because there is beauty and harmony and grace and abundance and health and wholeness and joy ever there, always there. And so we are finding our own way into that vibrational tuning that feels good. Whether it feels like contentment, satisfaction, hopefulness, optimism, positive expectation, passion, freedom, abundance. Yeah. Appreciation, knowing, or love. That is the vibration of our inner being. And as we tune ourselves to that beautiful upper half of the emotional scale, again and again, some days have to do it lots of times. But every time, to come again to a place that feels good. That's a big reward. And then to ground ourselves in those good feelings by developing the momentum that keeps us with them more and more so that we have that energy in our lives consciously more of the time, and we become the vibrational billboard as we walk through life, as we send a text or an email or make a phone call, as we run into a neighbor, or as we simply meet someone in a store and smile. We become a powerful influence for good. And that feels so good to me. So I give thanks that we can root our happiness by our own choice, day after day, after moment, after second, and be grateful for the love that we feel as we tune to our inner being. So just breathe and relax and stretch. And reach the end of this meditation. And come back and smile at yourself, at your friends, at life itself. It is good. And so it is.